1071 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudle. We've got something incredible happening at Rotary Hospice Stratford Perth, and we're thrilled to tell you about it. Joining us in studio is Lucy Stewart with Rotary Hospice Stratford Perth, and joining us in studio is landscape architect Jane Eli Farron with some amazing news. Lucy and Jane, welcome. Good to see you. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning, Jamie.
So we're going to be talking about what's happening at Rotary Hospice Stratford Perth, but Lucy, let's talk about Hike for Hospice. How much fun was that?
Oh my goodness, yes. And thank you for being with us there, Jamie, on that swelteringly hot day.
What a great get together.
Oh my god, yeah, it was amazing. And you know what? We upped the goal this year to 130,000, and our community stepped up and helped us surpass that goal. So yeah, how incredible.
Just an amazing event, an amazing community that helps out. And speaking of something amazing, we've got something brand new that's planned for Rotary Hospice Stratford Perth. Lucy, give us an idea of what's going on here. Very special get-together that happened just last night, we should say.
That's right. We had a groundbreaking yesterday at 5 p.m. on the garden space, the green space, towards the back of the hospice, between the hospice and Norwood Court. And it's to break ground on the Serenity Garden that has been really got kicked off when Hog Jog 2024 accepted our application and we were chosen to receive the funds from last year's Hog Jog event.
Yeah.
And the ball just kept rolling and
So the Serenity Garden, we had sort of you had a sod turning, if you will, last night. So this is a brand new. It's a Serenity Garden that's planned at the location of Rotary Hospice Stratford Perth.
Yes, exactly. We have that green space for anybody who's been to the hospice or walked past it. So green space, and the idea being that the pathways will come from the hospice. And Jane will tell you more about the design elements, but just an extension of the beautiful space that the hospice is, so that, you know, loved ones, anybody visiting, staff, even community members can use the space. It'll be, as Jane will tell us, you know, filled with seasonal plantings, so yeah. Color, interest, and just a peaceful spot for people to go to.
Oh, absolutely. Okay, let's get to Jane in on the conversation. Jane, you were chatting about this last night. So glad you could join us this morning. Tell us about the Serenity Garden, or what is planned at this stage, if you will.
Sure. So we have a master plan in place. I've been working with the hospice staff and volunteers for over a year, I would say. Mm-hmm. And the goal is to create a beautiful, peaceful garden that is available to the residents of the hospice and their families, but as Lucy said, also to the community. It will have a nice sort of circulating pathway, some bubbling water, lots of beautiful plantings that will kind of take you from all seasons, trees, shrubs, and perennials. Creating a very kind of private and enclosed space. There'll be some shelters there, some nice shelters, a couple for maybe up to 2 to 4 people, and a slightly larger shelter that would be large enough for a family group or a little meeting that might take place on site. And really the idea is to allow people who are dealing with the grief and the sadness of losing a family member or dealing with their own death to be able to find peace and comfort in nature.
Yeah, and Jane, I was really struck by how much space you're going to be able to work with in that green space there. This is going to be a fair-sized garden, we should say.
Yeah, it is going to be a fair-sized garden. We actually do have quite a lot of space there, and at this point, it's really a blank palette for us to work with. It's just a grassy field. And so we're going to have a lovely kind of circulating pathway, some berms to provide sense of enclosure, lots of variety in trees and shrubs, and I think people will find it will be very, very transformed by the time it's constructed. And that's going to happen really soon.
Yeah, exactly. So the idea, I think for the project completion is by next year, but you were saying things could be rolling by this fall. Is that fair?
Yeah, absolutely. We have contractors ready and eager to go. We currently have the drawings sitting with NA Engineering, who are just fine-tuning the grading plans to make sure that we have good drainage on site. And we're ready to have the pathways installed, the berms built, the water feature probably installed and running. And then we will be incorporating irrigation, lighting, obviously some beautiful plantings, these shelters. So all of that will take place over the next 12 to 15 months, I would say.
Oh, very good. And I believe both you and Lucy were mentioning last night, you know, inspiration, you know, great ideas go a long way. You were inspired by something that was in Brantford, something similar to this?
Yeah, we were really fortunate to go on a tour of the hospice facility in Brantford, and they have an absolutely amazing, beautiful Serenity Garden that has evolved over time. So, you know, we have lots of room for growth, I think. But it was inspiring for us. And we also noticed while we were there that it was just buzzing with community involvement. Mm-hmm. All kinds of volunteer groups from different parts of the Brantford community were associated there. So horticultural groups, student groups, seniors groups. And we hope to really encourage that here, too.
Yeah, exactly. And I think where the green space is situated, the community is going to be able to have full access to that, not only Rotary Hospice Stratford Perth, and certainly with the staff and the people there, but also the community can feel very much a part of this. Is that fair?
Yeah, and that was one thing that they also talked about at Brantford. They welcome the community in, and I know that the hospice staff have also said they want the neighborhood and the community to feel welcome to come and enjoy and use this space. And the more people that sort of feel attached to the space, the safer that space will be, the less likely it is to be subject to vandalism, and the more people will enjoy it, and it'll become part of the community.
Well, this is exciting. Again, we're chatting about the new Serenity Garden plan for Rotary Hospice Stratford Perth. And Jane, I can imagine from your perspective, this is exciting. It's a clean slate to work with, you know, moving forward with something like this.
Oh, it's a wonderful, wonderful project, and I feel very grateful to be part of it.
All right, let's get to Lucy back in. And again, with the Serenity Garden, as you mentioned, with the Hog Jog, lots of folks and organizations helping to make this possible, too.
It's been just incredible. It kicked off with the Hog Jog, and the Hog Jog had a tremendous turnout. The funds raised from that were amazing. I think it was the highest they'd raised in several years. And then we took the information to Handbags for Hospice last year. And as part of the evening, we stopped the live auction. We've always done this, and we do something called Fund a Need, where we talk about a need that the hospice has, and then we ask the crowd involved to put up their hand and donate towards it. And our goal that night initially was $25,000. We had a matching donor who was going to match the $25,000. We quickly surpassed the $25,000. The matching donor then upped their gift to $30,000. Mm. The crowd met that. And then we had a family who stepped up and contributed $25,000.
That's amazing.
And then on top of that, we had another family who stepped up and said, you know, we believe in this cause, and we're gonna support as well. So before we knew it, the funds had come forward without us really promoting it. The energy at the Handbags event last year was just incredible. It comes back to what we were talking about hike. The support that the hospice has received from this community is incredible.
There you go.
It's, you know, the hospice came about because of the community. They wanted it. They knew that there was the need. The community stepped up so we could build the hospice. And we're so grateful that the community still continues to support every day.
There you go. And it's something new with the Serenity Garden and so much more. Jane, did you want to add something to this? One question, will people be able to help out, or community groups, or are you looking for volunteers? I know it's just getting started, but down the road, are you looking for
absolutely.
That?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I think that the success of this ultimately will be with the community helping out, coming on. And One of the things we noticed in Brantford was that people felt absolutely privileged to be able to work in this garden. And we're hoping that they'll feel the same. I mean, the hospice is an unbelievably wonderful facility that this community has. And I think this will just add to the already existing just perfect quality that that facility offers to this community.
Yeah, the perfect setting. There you go. And Lucy, any final thoughts or more events coming up or just... Wow, it's just been just another feel-good story, shall we
right.
say.
Right, yep. I think that's it. And I think the garden space, you know, we talked about the community taking part. It's meant for anybody. And for anybody grieving, they don't have to have lost somebody at the hospice, that the garden is there for them to visit, to find peace, and a space for contemplation, right? Mm. And I think, you know, as I said, the community keeps stepping up. There is no cost for somebody to stay at the hospice. So if I can just keep getting that message out, and we encourage people, if somebody's interested in learning about the hospice, reach out, come for a tour, and have a look at the space, ideally when you're not in crisis, so that you can see it's a welcoming, peaceful spot. Mm-hmm. It's a place where, you know, phrases where we make every moment matter. Mm-hmm. It's about living right until you die.
Yeah.
So,
and that's what it's all about right there. Lucy Stewart with Rotary Hospice Stratford Perth. We'll share the details again. More information about the Serenity Garden will be coming out. The project launch was just yesterday, and it's looking for a project completion by summer 2026. But as we mentioned, things could be rolling certainly by this fall. Jane, Eli Farron, and Lucy Stewart, thank you so much, and continued success. This is wonderful, the Serenity Garden.
Thank you so much, Jamie.